for it is impossible to honor her who is full of grace, Luke 1:28, without thereby honoring in oneself the state of grace, which is friendship with God, communion with Him, and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. It is this divine grace which takes possession of the whole man, and conforms him to the image of the Son of God, cf. Rom 8:29, Colossians 1:18. The Catholic Church, endowed with centuries of experience, recognizes in devotion to the Blessed Virgin a powerful aid for man as he strives for fulfillment. Mary, the new woman, stands at the side of Christ, the new man, within whose mystery the mystery of man 124, alone finds true light. She is given to it as a pledge and guarantee that God's plan in Christ for the salvation of the whole man has already achieved realization in a creature, in her contemplated in the episodes of the Gospels, and in the reality, which she already possesses in the City of God. The Blessed Virgin Mary offers a calm vision and a reassuring word to modern man, torn as he often is between anguish and hope, defeated by the sense of his own limitations, and assailed by limitless aspirations, troubled in his mind, and divided in his heart, uncertain before the riddle of death, oppressed by loneliness while yearning for fellowship, a prey to boredom and disgust. She shows forth the victory of hope over anguish, of fellowship over solitude, of peace over anxiety, or joy and beauty over boredom and disgust, of eternal visions over earthly ones, of life over death. Let the very words that she spoke to the servants at the marriage feast of Cana, "Do whatever he tells you," John 2:25, be a seal on our exhortation and a further reason in favor of the pastoral value of devotion to the Blessed Virgin as a means of leading men to Christ. Those words, which at first sight were limited to the desire to remedy an embarrassment at the feast, are seen in the context of St. John's Gospel to re-echo the words used by the people of Israel to give approval to the covenant at Sinai, cf. Exodus 19:2-8, 24:2-3-7, Deuteronomy 5:27, and renew their commitment, cf. Joseph 24:24, Ezekiel 10:12. Net 5:12, and they are words which harmonize wonderfully with those spoken by the Father at the Theophany on Mount Tabor. Listen to him, Matthew 17:5. Epilogue 58. Venerable brothers, we have dealt at length with an integral element of Christian worship, devotion to the Mother of the Lord. This has been called for by the nature of the subject, one which in these recent years has been the object of study and revision, and at times the cause of some perplexity. We are consoled to think that the work done by this apostolic see, and by yourselves, in order to carry out the norms of the Council, particularly the liturgical reform, is a stepping stone to an ever more lively and adoring worship of God, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and to an increase of the Christian life of the faithful. We are filled with confidence when we note that the renewed Roman liturgy, also taken as a whole, is a splendid illustration of the Church's devotion to the Blessed Virgin. We are upheld by the hope that the directives issued, in order to render this devotion even more pure and vigorous, will be applied with sincerity. We rejoice that the Lord has given us the opportunity of putting forward some points for reflection, in order to renew and confirm esteem for the practice of the Rosary. Comfort, confidence, hope, and joy are the sentiments which we wish to transform into fervent praise and thanksgiving to the Lord as we unite our voice with that of the Blessed Virgin in accordance with the prayer of the Roman Liturgy. Dear brothers, while we express the hope that thanks to your generous commitment, there will be among the clergy, and among the people, entrusted to your care a salutary increase of devotion to Mary with undoubted profit for the Church and for society, we cordially impart our special apostolic blessing to yourselves, and to all the faithful people to whom you devote your pastoral zeal. Given in Rome, at St. Peter's, on the second day of February, the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord, in the year 1974, the 11th of our pontificate. Paulus pp. 6.